Well, greetings and salutations, one and all, to the one and only Superview Show's Nick Spann, coming to you live once again from many caves. As always, I am joined by the esteemed panel of panelists here at the Superview Show. Bill Murphy, how are you doing tonight?
What's going on, buddy boy?
That's good to see you again, my friend. And Mr. Dr. Professor Justin, how are you doing tonight?
I'm exhausted.
Justin had a very long day, so but he's here now. It's 8 o'clock at night EST. So there we go.
Let's do it.
Let's get to it. Just a friendly reminder, everyone, that we the best podcast.
We the best podcast.
Sorry, DJ Khalid. Anyways, Bill, so Bill Murphy did a very good job kind of picking out a very interesting topic. Bill, what is that topic?
Okay, so since this past Sunday, a part of being Easter, we did our Easter special last week. So if you want to go check that out, go watch it. Aside from Easter, it was also 420.
Happy 420, everyone.
And we're doing this a couple days late because I think Jesus rising from the dead takes precedent over 420. What was that, Justin?
No, I just said exactly what you said.
Jesus rising from the dead takes precedent over 420.
Oh, Jesus.
And so we decided to do something a little 420 related. Kids, don't do drugs. See,
please don't.
It's that simple. Is it that simple, Justin?
Yeah, don't do
it. Telling people not to do drugs, but instead of telling us, guess what they had to do?
What was that, Bill?
Make PSAs to scare us into not doing drugs.
Yes, they did. And we are going to be talking about a bunch of them tonight.
And not only will we be talking about them, we're ranking them. I got about here. Some are fun, some are cringy, some just scare the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And we're going to do them all here.
Yes. So Bill Murphy's going to present. For those of you who are just listening to us, just sit back, relax, and enjoy as we discuss some of these. But Bill, if you want to click present there for a sec, you're all set to go, right?
Hold on. Yep. Here we go.
And I'll edit in. There we go.
We behold the list. Bow to it, fear it, respect it,
smell it,
kiss it. It. Hold on, I want to just change one thing.
10 points to whoever can guess that movie.
What was it again? Producers.
Yeah.
Ah, he broke your logic.
Okay, hold on. We need to delete some of these.
Technical difficulties. Cue the Monty Python music. They're walking across the bridge. And
now time for something
completely different.
Okay. All right. So we are ranking this on a tier of S, A, B, C, D. Oh, God, I forgot the D.
That's what she said.
Dang it.
Oh, my God.
Someone had to say it.
Drugs, not sex.
Someone had to say it. Remember, kids. Hugs, not drugs.
What Justin said. Hugs, not drugs.
Dun, 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 that's dun, probably dun. The cringiest thing that's going to be all night.
Dang it, I'm having a bit of an issue here. Should have fixed this earlier.
You want a tissue?
Justin.
Dang it. Okay, guys, just...
It's all right.
Okay. Okay. This is officially the C tier.
This is officially the...
Okay, we got it.
D tier.
We found the D.
That's what she said.
Okay, are we ready? Finally.
It's going to be my mission tonight to break JT.
No, stop it. No.
Okay, are you ready?
No. Yeah, well, yes, we're ready. Go ahead.
Okay, the first one is this ad called The Snake. And this is from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, anyway, it's this guy. He's a drug dealer. He's like, hey, little dude. Hey, you might want to get mom and dad out of the room. And he's, like, talking about this. And his voice just becomes more monstrous. And if you think I'd put that poison into you, of course I would. Visually, this ad is absolutely terrifying. Justin, what do you say?
When did this come out again?
86.
Okay, yeah, I can see how this would scare kids.
100%.
Yeah, so do you think it's scary, Justin?
I think it's mildly unsettling, but it has this, also it's this 80s cheese to it that kind of removes some of that edge to it, I think.
Okay. JT, what do you think?
I think, well, me thinks, as the British say. Do we give it a tier ranking it or no?
Not yet.
Okay. It was terrifying, needless to say, and that you could definitely tell it came out in the 80s for sure. So, I would say, yeah, it was scary. Not gonna lie. Don't do drugs, kids.
So, what would you put it in?
Is S the scariest? Right.
S is just top tier. So
S is like the best of the best.
Okay, Justin, I'm going to say like a solid A or B, probably one of the two there.
Justin, what do you think?
I would go B.
Yeah, let's go B. That's
you know, me. I'm going to go B too because the 80s cheese kind of takes the edge off of it.
B too.
I see what you did there.
Well, I'm going to bingo Friday night, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
You all know this one. This is your brain.
Oh, yeah.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Yeah, can I get hot sauce with my brain?
Oh, well, is this when we make jokes about this? Come on, let's do it. Okay, I'm going to do it again. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Oh, can I get my brain scrambled? Justin? Justin?
Do brains come in a pack of 12 or do... Or can I get them individually?
JT? Can I get a side of hash browns with my bacon with my brain?
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. This is what your brain looks like cut up, diced up, and sliced. Boom. So where do we want to put it?
What do you think, Justin?
I mean, it's a classic. So I think the classic factor at least gives it an A.
I think so too. And you know what I think it is? There's no music. It's just the egg and that voice. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Unless you do the more recent one.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second.
Oh.
Hey, Justin, do you want bacon or sausage with that brain?
Can I actually get my brain poached with a side of crab meat?
Oh, fancy. JT, well, how would you like your brain cooked?
Medium well, please.
No, I think the classic factor puts into it. I'm going to say A. JT, what do you say?
A. I was about to say the same thing.
It is an excellent.
It's an excellent. Yes, sir. Okay, now we have the sequel. This one was in like the late 90s. Mm-hmm. It was this woman saying, an egg going, this is your, you've seen it, right, Justin?
Yes, I have.
Would you care to explain it to the fine folk?
So, in this commercial, we see a girl in basically a tank top explaining, this is your brain on, I believe it's heroin?
Yes.
And instead of just stopping at your brain, she then starts demolishing the entire room, explaining, like, this is what happens to your family, your job, your sanity, basically your money. Yeah. And then it's any questions.
Yeah, I think I've lost my appetite. You, Justin?
I think this was to make sure people wouldn't laugh at the commercial, but I think they went a little too edgelord.
Like, no, because to the original commercial, there was a sequel to that commercial that wasn't this. It was the guy out screen going, okay, everyone wants me to explain it. I'll explain it again. I'll explain it one more time. This is your brain. And that's the plan. And this is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Yeah, can I have a side of fried toast with that?
But do you think maybe the people who made that commercial were getting kind of sick and tired of them making jokes about this, Justin?
I think
and
so.
This was before internet culture got their hands on it.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, but I think they were trying, because I think the people who made that original commercial was, guys, this wasn't supposed to be a joke.
No.
And they probably said, okay, you know what? We're going to have this commercial and scare the ever-loving shit out of you.
Yeah.
So, okay, what do you guys think?
I think that we'll send the makers of this commercial the bill for our therapy.
Mm. Good idea.
Okay, so where should we rank this puppy?
Personally, I would say it's a C. By trying to make it darker and edgier, it made it somehow even more goofy.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Like, this is just, hey, you keep making jokes about this? Well, we're going to scare the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And it is kind of, I'm kind of like high C, low B, because it is unsettling. Would I say it's absolutely terrifying? No. But it's unsettling. So, yeah, I think I'm going to put this in C tier.
Okay. Right over there. C tier. What do you got?
Okay, this one. Again, from the 80s. This is a commercial. A son is in his room, and then the father comes in with a box of drugs.
Oh.
And your mother says, you've been doing this. Where did you get this? Where did you learn from this? Hmm. And it says,
you, Dad, I learned it from you.
And then the voice of the narrator. Parents who do drugs have children who do drugs.
Yikes.
Okay, like, you know, I think the emotion on this is kind of...
This one's powerful.
Because it shows... You know, children are really products of their environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not a psychologist. I'm glad I passed psychology when I was in college, so.
I think of the ones we've covered so far, I think this is the most effective of the PSAs.
I think so, too.
Would you explain it?
I mean... It's absolutely right. Like, if you're a parent and you have kids in an environment where they have access to drugs, you don't think they're... Kids are observant. Mm-hmm. Kids are very, very observant. They will learn crazy fast.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I think this is the first one where I'm like... This one... I would actually put an S tier.
I'm thinking either S tier or A tier.
I was thinking S personally, but that's me.
You know what? Yeah, let's go S tier. Because this actually, it shows children are products of their environment.
They are.
Okay. Now this one I think is even more heartbreaking. This is a father. He's standing outside. And he said, you know, I always said I'd wait till you're older to tell you that tell you that drugs are bad and you don't need that poison in your body. I didn't think 13 was old enough. And then it spaces out, and then it's and it shows that it's a father at his son's grave. Mm. That he had a son that died of drugs. And then the voice not talking to your kids about drugs is just, you might as well just be saying yes. This is just another powerful one. What do you think, Justin?
See, with this one, I'm like, okay, but who would really not tell a 13-year-old not to do drugs?
Right.
Listen. I'm a little like, okay, you sound like a pretty neglectful parent, personally.
Now, like, listen, I just want to say this. When I was growing up, and listen, Justin has known me for over half my life. In some ways, my parents were strict, but, you know, they were, my mother, at least, was open into talking to me about things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing is, most parents don't think their kids are going to do it. Because they think their kids are their perfect little angels. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think some parents tend to be very naive. And think that their kids are such perfect little angels. They're never going to do drugs or alcohol or any of that.
Right.
And say, well, we don't need to expose them to that. They're so well-behaved. Yeah, and the kids who are the most well-behaved are the ones, once they get older and they go off to college, whatever, they're the ones that end up being the most wild.
Hmm.
Am I right, guys?
Yep.
But at the same time, it's not that hard to tell your kids, you do drugs, you're out of my house.
Okay. True that. It's true.
I personally wouldn't kick them out. I would say you're getting help.
Or you know, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also think in another way, I think when parents talk, yeah, coming from three people who are not parents, but when parents talk to their kids about drugs, I think they need to tell them what happens. And saying, like, what are the consequences of this? And you can't just say, don't do drugs and expect them to listen to you. Because people, at the end of the day, kids are smarter than we give them credit for. They're going to be curious. But if you tell them, hey, some very serious shit can happen. You can die.
Yeah.
You can die. So, yeah, but I don't know where I would put this. Okay, JT, what are your thoughts of this PSA?
I mean, you guys pretty much hit the nail on the head. I was gonna say for ranking though, I was gonna say put it at C, but that's me.
I was thinking about B. Justin,
I would agree with B. B's good. I would give it B.
Okay. Okay, you know what? Now time to move on to some lighter ones. Okay, this one is from the Saved by the Bell. And they're going, stupid, stinks. Just other one-time words and saying, don't. And they say, no, there's no hope with dope. This is just so cringy. What do you think, Justin?
I don't think I saw this one.
You've never seen this one?
No.
JT, have you seen it?
I have once. Not for a little while, though. But yeah, I have.
But they're like saying words like stupid, stinks, bad. All the cast were just saying words saying don't smoke pot. And they're saying, remember, there's no hope with dope.
Yeah.
This Save the by the Bell was what, 80s or 90s? I keep forgetting.
90s.
It's like when we look at this now, we absolutely just burst out laughing when they use the word dope.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, from what I tell you, what do you think?
This sounds like a D.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing.
D.
I'm like, There's no hope with.
Oh dear God! Here we go.
Like, who calls it dope anymore? Am I right, Justin? Okay. Next, the Mario one.
Oh God.
Here we go.
He said, say no to drugs, kids. You know, talk to your parents, your priest, your minister, your rabbi. You do drugs, you go to hell before you die.
Yikes.
And the Lord saith, if you do drugs, you will burn in hell.
So saith the Mario.
Amen.
Oh dear God.
So what do you think?
This is so bad it's good.
Yeah.
I put in like C tier.
I think it's elevated a little bit by how bad it is, so I would actually go B tier.
What, B tier?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go
with that. Badness elevated it.
Because you know what it is? It's unlike the Saved by the Bell one. This one doesn't take itself too seriously.
No.
This one doesn't take itself too seriously.
I mean, come on. It's Mario saying the word hell. It's like when Tuffy the Mouse said it in Tom and Jerry and Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
And the Lord saith, if you do drugs, you go to hell. It's in the Bible, isn't it, Justin?
And in Super Mario's vernacular.
Amen. Okay, so for giving us religious advice, we'll put him in B tier.
There you go.
Okay. All right. This one is more from when, these next couple ones are from more when we were growing up. And I think at this point, I think at least when it comes to weed, I don't know if the Reefer Madness, no, we're not going that far. If you don't know
the original PSA.
Yeah.
Have you ever, there's a musical version of Reefer Madness. Have you ever heard of it, Justin?
No, I haven't seen it.
Reefer Madness. But anyway. Yeah, but no, Reefer Madness was basically a film to scare people away from doing weed. Wasn't it, Justin?
Yep. Now it's shown at weed parties.
And oh what, God. Do they all laugh about how bad it is?
Basically.
But anyway, okay, but there was this campaign in like the mid-2000s. Do you guys remember these commercials that was called Above the Influence?
I think so.
I believe so.
It used to show, okay, one of the, it would show like these animated ones with a guy smoking weed. And his dog. And the dog would be sitting there going, and they'd be going, and it was animated and it had like the print.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can quit anytime I want to. Okay.
Right now.
Right. Next week works better for me.
And then the dog goes, you disappoint me. And then he goes outside and raises a flag says, above the influence. Okay, to me, I don't know. Like, I remember this commercial from when I was younger, so I guess it gets some points.
Right.
But, I don't know. Justin, have you ever seen the Family Guy parody of it?
No.
Hey, and that's from the same episode that has probably one of, if not the best Family Guy songs ever.
Bag of weed, bag of weed. Everything better with a bag of weed.
Seth MacFarlane, don't sue us. Hey, we might have to show that to JT when we're done here.
Oh, dear God.
But anyway, the commercial, I don't really know how to just... Okay. Justin, give me your thoughts.
See, here's the thing. I don't remember this from my childhood. I just remember it from seeing it yesterday.
Boom.
I would say this is a D.
Okay, and why is it a D?
Well, it's very judgy. Even though that's more of today's standards.
Yeah, because you know what? Because today, because back then, marijuana was still like...
Very taboo.
Very. But nowadays, it is legal in
a handful of states.
In a handful of states, marijuana is legal now.
Yes.
And you know how weird it is? It's like, remember when we were young, our parents were telling us, don't smoke weed. Don't smoke pot. It's bad for you. And now, and you'll go to jail. And now, in a good chunk of states, it's legal. So I don't think they have those commercials as much anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, and I want to say, I think a majority of Americans think marijuana should be legal nationwide.
Hey.
So I think these people, in the words of Bob Dylan, guess what?
The times are changing.
Yeah. If you look through, okay, here's my opinion. Actually, JT, did you watch this one?
Yes. My day was so busy, I may have forgotten a little bit. But you just refresh my memory for a sec.
It's a cartoon of a guy and a dog.
Yeah.
And the dog saying, "Why don't you smoke pot?" He goes, "I can quit anytime I want." And the dog goes, "How about now?" And he goes, "Next week's better." And the dog goes, "You disappoint me." And he walks out and he puts a flag and says, "Above the influence."
Oh, okay. I think it was pretty powerful, though. I don't know. I'm trying to think where to rank it. Forgive me.
That's okay.
I might put it at B.
And Justin, you said D.
Yeah, I said D.
So meet him in the middle and go C.
Why don't we go C? Meet in the middle, Justin.
Very well.
Because.
My way.
Because
I guess I shall accept that.
You know what? I think I might change my vote.
Sure.
I think I'm gonna go to D, because again, I think back then it kind of had an effect on me, but now it's like I give it credit for its creativity. I give it credit for creativity.
But we as a society have moved on.
Yeah, the Reefer Madness days are gone. Okay, and these next two are also about marijuana, also from Above the Influence. This one is about a lady, it's about a girl, and another one that involves a dog. And you go, "Lindsay, I wish you would stop smoking marijuana. I wish you're not the same when you smoke. You're not the same when you smoke. And plus, I miss my friend. I'll be outside." And the dog goes outside. It's like, I think what the dog is saying is very heartwarming. Because JT's a cat person, so we have to leave him out of this conversation.
Hey!
Because Justin and I, we're both dog people, aren't we, Justin?
Yeah.
He's not even my cat. He's my sister's cat.
That's what they all say, JT. Hey.
You make fun of my slippers.
Your actual slippers or the cat?
The cat's name is Slippers.
But no, because I think it was when this commercial aired, that's when I had my dog. But at the same time, you're trying to be heartwarming, but it's just too corny with a talking dog. Justin, what do you think?
Yeah, but this one, I think, succeeds a little better than the last one. I feel like the message of concern is more powerful than that of judgment.
Because I think the dog in the last one is saying, quit smoking now.
Yeah.
It's like, I take it this way. Let's say you have a friend who's dangerously overweight. And if you just tell them, hey, lose weight, you fat ass, you're judging them. Okay. And they're not going to respond to that.
No, of course not.
But if you're like, hey, you know what? We're a little concerned about you.
The way you approach it.
We kind of want to be around. We want you to be around for a while.
Yeah.
And we want you to take care of yourself. I think that's a better approach than just in this context than telling someone just to, hey, stop smoking weed, you stupid pothead. This is, hey, I'm worried about you.
But Dad. Just kidding.
This is basically, and plus, because it's coming from a dog, and what do they usually call dogs?
Man's best friend.
Or in this case,
woman's best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but whilst I do love the about the concern with this one, but it's corny. I don't know. Guys, you rank it whilst I think.
I can at least give it a C.
Yeah, me too.
Well, would you put it, would you C or, I think C is a good place for it.
C is a very good spot for it.
Because again, it's going from another place. All right. Last one from above the influence. A guy was like saying he's on a couch with his two friends and they just smoked a bunch of weed. And they said, I haven't died from marijuana, but we just sat here on Pete's couch. Have we done this? No. Have we done girls? No. Or have we gone out with girls? No. We just sat here and got high. Goes, me and the couch is now in front of a movie theater. I think I'll take my chances out there.
Hmm.
Again, I think this is just another judgy one. Justin, what do you think?
Yeah, and it basically concedes. Yeah, you're not going to die from marijuana.
No.
It basically defeats its own argument.
It does.
No, I mean, I get what the argument is. It's like, yeah, it might not kill you, but it makes you like this lazy
schlub.
Right.
I feel like this is a two-way argument, though.
Mm-hmm.
What do you... All right, JT, what do you think?
I think it brought attention to it in a good way, I guess you could say. But I think you guys, I hate saying this repetitively, but you guys really just hit the nail on the head there. I mean, it really just, I agree with everything you guys just said.
Because again, I think these videos are just kind of, these PSAs are products of their time.
And there's some of them are monotonous too for their time too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Because these were all from above the influence. Like this one is.
Yeah.
I don't know where to rank. Like I get what they're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I think because we're watching this now. You know what I mean, Justin, JT?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When marijuana is not that much of a taboo topic anymore.
Nope.
I don't know. D.
Yeah.
D. Put it up the D.
I get what the message is trying to say, but.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're getting off marijuana for a second. This was a one that I saw. Okay. The reason I put this in there is because I actually remember this from when I was a kid.
Mm.
And I don't know if you guys watched it in all these PSAs I sent you, but this was in the mid-2000s when the steroid paranoia was in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Which was considered a dark time for some people, but there was this... Justin, Justin, did you ever realize why I was so mad about A-Rod taking steroids?
No.
Instead of you guys just making a joke about it. This commercial made me angry about it because, okay, the commercial has like the disc thrower statue. Have you ever, you guys ever seen the disc thrower statue?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the narrator comes in saying, sports are great for a child's body. Steroids are not. They call brittle arms, brittle bones, bigger chance of heart disease, liver cancer, mm-hmm. and the arms and legs are falling apart, and they go over the side of it. So sports don't, steroids don't create great athletes. They destroy them.
Mm.
All right. J-Man, talk to me.
Wow. I mean, you want to hit something, you want to hit like the topic on the head with steroids? Boom. This really, really did a really good job at what it did and showing. I could not agree with you guys more.
This Justin really, didn't even say anything, but go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I with what Bill was saying, with what you were saying, Bill. So, I points you're making, stuff you're pointing out, got to agree. So, it really just shows how, like, I mean, I could go on, but no, you
just go on. Talk to me.
I mean, yeah.
So, do you want to apologize for all those times you guys were making fun of me back then?
No, never.
Never. I'm waiting for that apology, Justin.
Keep on waiting. Waiting until your day you die.
In all seriousness. But in all seriousness, Justin.
In all seriousness, agreed. Like, I understand where this is coming from, and given the news that was in the news cycle back then, yeah, they had every reason to be putting out this commercial. And you had...
Go on, Justin, I'm sorry.
You had Barry Bonds. You had A-Rod.
Yeah.
Sammy Sosa. Rafael Palmeiro.
Doc Ellis. No, wait, that's LSD.
Well done.
I'm sorry, I had to. And a no-hitter.
Oh, true that.
Doc Gooden or Doc?
Doc Ellis.
Ah. I think he did that when he was on LSD.
Exactly.
Dear God.
But no, he's not a promotion to make you stop doing drugs. That's only going to promote you to start doing them.
Good God, guys.
We don't promote that here.
Coming soon, the 420 special of 2026.
With special guest Doc Ellis, who's going to explain how he pitched a no-hitter on LSD. But anyway.
Where should we put it?
Yeah, where should we put this?
I would actually put this in A.
I agree. Yeah. JT?
A. Straight up.
Okay, back to the terrifying one.
Oh, God.
There was this one... Okay, sorry about... So-and-so turned 17, and he was ready to start a new life, and then he's putting on a suit, thinking, okay, this is a guy, he's getting ready to go out. And then you zoom out, it turns out he's laying on a coroner's table being getting ready to put into a casket because he did crack.
Hmm.
Crack cocaine.
Wah, wah, wah. Someone had to do it.
Talk about a drug that really fell out of fashion.
Well, yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, with crack, I don't really know the dose it takes to overdose.
And we don't want to know.
No, we don't want to know.
So when your PSA is about crack, you tend to pay a little more attention.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I'm thinking either A or S.
Wow. I would say A, but that's me.
Okay, what makes you put it from S?
I don't know. When it ends in a death, it kind of makes it a little harder.
Yeah.
And crack's a very real danger.
I think they got the message across, like, perfectly, though. Basically, like, hey, you do crack, you will die.
Right.
Yeah. Don't even
think about it.
And for people who don't know, crack cocaine is not the same thing as regular cocaine.
Correct.
So, what do we think?
I think A still, but that's me.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'll go with A.
All right, we'll go A.
A.
You know what it makes me think, and I'm not making fun of this, have you, with cocaine in general. Have you ever seen the movie Role Models?
Yes.
There's a scene when they're going, I think it was Jay Lynch, that goes, you know what I had for lunch 10 years ago? I mean, you know what I had for breakfast 10 years ago? Cocaine. You know what I had for lunch? Cocaine. You know what I had for dinner?
And they're cocaine? Going,
no, baguettes. They're good.
Baguettes. baguettes. Yeah.
All right. We say the best or worst for last.
This is quack.
Stop it.
This is crack.
Oh, he said the secret word.
Crack cocaine. He's like, listen, we all want to be cool, but this can kill you.
Oh, yeah. I know you are. Where am I?
But overall, I think they could have gotten someone better for this one. Justin, what do you think?
What they could? What, Arnie wasn't available?
What was that?
What, Arnie wasn't available?
Hi, kids.
Arnie, not Barney.
I thought you said Barney.
I can actually see Barney doing a PSA. Be like, hey, kids, don't you know drugs are bad? Drugs are bad. Yes, they are. Drugs
okay, you're only doing that from our bet.
Yes, I am, and I have no shame in doing it. Drugs are very, 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 very bad. Drugs are very, very bad.
I can see Barney doing that now. Someone
find
Barney.
Yeah, that was a joke Justin and I made years ago, wasn't it, Justin?
Yeah, and you seem to be able to pull out of your back pocket any possibility.
Yes, I have. And I guess that would shame I have.
Super secret back.
None.
Guilt, maybe a little. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm Catholic. That's all we do is feel guilty.
Rip.
But anyway. All right, people, Francis. Anyway. But I don't know. Justin, what do you feel about this commercial?
I mean, I love it, but I can't give it any more than a B.
Me neither. JT, what do you think?
I'm thinking like B, potentially C, but that's me.
You know, thinking about what just thinking about what, and then all the shit Paul Rubens that wasn't related to drugs did.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can take this seriously.
No, I just made a Barney joke, so then we can just do whatever we want at this point.
God, I don't know. B or C, guys?
C. Take it or leave it.
Justin?
I'm going to go with B.
No. Oh, I'm a tiebreaker.
Uh-oh. Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 2.
You know what? I'm going to go with C.
Yeah. Woo! Stay amazing, kids.
And don't do drugs.
Well, that was fun.
All right. So that's our – okay, anybody want to change any rankings before we adjourn?
No, I'm good. Justin?
I'm good.
Yeah, none of them made it to the F. So overall, a lot of these weren't awful, maybe just corny, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. An F would have to be a bad message, I think. I agree. Like, the message that they deliver is actually harmful.
Yeah. I didn't want to put in like any anti-smoking ads because I think that's like totally different from this, even though smoking is bad for you and don't smoke.
I agree.
All right, Justin?
Yep.
But even, what would you say like the anti-smoking ads are like different from these?
Yeah.
Because there was one I was actually thinking about, but then I didn't do
it. Is it the Star Wars one?
No. It was actually one that came out in 2018. I was thinking about putting it there, but it made me not want to put it there. You know why?
Why?
Because I didn't want to watch it again.
Did it involve cancer?
No, it was a cartoon of, okay, on substance, this is going to sound hilarious, but the commercial was very creepy. It's about how smoking can cause erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
And there's this commercial. It's like a black and white cartoon. And there's somebody singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star in a minor key. It goes like this. Twinkle, twinkle, little dick. You want to grow, but you're so sick. Thanks to smoking, plaque builds up. Makes it hard to get it up. Twinkle, twinkle, little dick. Now Rick runs off with your chick. Damn it, Rick! Okay,
that makes me a little sick.
But I'm a little sick.
Well, but Rick's an asshole? Yeah, Rick's an asshole. We knew Rick's an asshole.
My dear God.
But no, I watched that commercial. Like, you know why I think that commercial scared me? I remember I was up in my room watching TV one night and I just fell asleep and I woke up at like 2 a.m. and that commercial was playing and it just scared the shit out of me.
Oh God.
Like a fever dream.
Yeah.
Dream. Or paralysis demon.
And like every time that commercial came on, I feel like I wanted to change the channel.
Yikes.
As soon as I hear twinkle, twinkle, little dick, I'm like, okay, next. Am I sounding crazy, Justin, or am I?
No, you're not.
JT,
wrong.
Am I sounding crazy?
Right. You're good. You're good.
I'm crazy for other things, but
no, you're good.
Like no, like, and that commercial was even controversial because they play that commercial during the day on Nick Jr.
Oh my God!
Oh.
And parents were complaining about it. And
guess what? Yeah, you're using the word dick.
And the FCC is getting fined.
Why would they? And listen, I'm not a big censorship person, but why are you going to show that in the middle of the day on a kids network? Like, what were these? And one mom said, my 3-year-old daughter was walking around singing that.
That's terrible.
I don't know if that was my kid, I don't know if I'd be laughing or I'd be angry.
Oh, I'd be livid.
I would too.
And yeah, so that commercial scared the shit out of me. It didn't show any gore. It didn't show any like cancer stuff. It just, it's just ominous.
Yeah.
okay, that's my therapy session for the week. But yeah, so we hope you enjoyed this. And remember, kids, don't do drugs.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Yep. Ever.
Unless they're for medicinal purposes only.
We promote safety here at the Super View Show.
We promote safety.
So, no worries.
Okay, so...
Anything else, guys? I think we're good, right?
No, I think that's good. In the words of Vinny's favorite band, the Magic Dragons, there's nothing left to say now.
Damn right. We want to thank you for watching, listening, however you enjoyed us tonight. Thanks so much for tuning to our podcast, as always. I want to thank these two gentlemen for joining us, doing this podcast with me all the time. Justin, thank you so much for your expertise.
Of course.
Bill Murphy coming up with a very fun topic for 420, which was Easter Sunday this year. Kind of weird. We hope everyone had a very happy Easter, happy spring here in the U.S. at least. Hopefully you're doing well. And we want to thank you for watching us and have you enjoyed tonight. But for all of us here at the Super View Show, please don't forget to follow us on our social media page as well. Simply at the Super
View
Show.
And don't forget.
You sports something.
Sports Insanity Podcast and the Sports Insanity Network. Don't forget to check out our NFL draft coverage tomorrow night. We're starting about like 7:30, 7:45.
Baseball season in full swing, pun fully intended.
Exactly.
But don't forget to check out our NFL draft coverage. We're gonna be giving you our thoughts on the first draft. And Joe Shane, the New York Giants GM, if you're watching this, please don't do anything stupid.
Do something.
Don't do anything stupid, or I will be screaming at the TV so loud they're probably gonna be able to hear me in Antarctica.
They might or that weird
island that only penguins inhabit.
Yeah, it's Antarctica.
No, but there was another.
Bill, are you right? Yeah, I just thought I'd heard a disturbance.
Joe Shane, what the hell are you thinking? You should be fired right now. Okay, so yeah, don't forget to check this out tomorrow and check out me possibly ranting
about the NFL with the Giants. Bill and the Giants, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be like a movie meme right there. So,
yeah. Okay, so from all of us here, stay safe.
Take care and
be awesome.
Be awesome.